Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Technology investments and features and refinements from auto and home insurers on their websites and mobile apps are beginning to pay off. That according to a new claims digital experience study from J.D. Power. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Mark Garrett, Director of Insurance Industry Analytics at J.D. Power. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, hey, John. Thank you.
So Mark, what do we know about digital channels when it comes to personal insurance, and how are digital channels changing the way customers interact with insurers?
Yeah, you know, one thing I'd mention here, just kind of right off the bat, is we've seen a real focus of carriers on the digital experience. Both, I'd say, on the back end, which may not always be, you know, customer facing, right? A lot of, automation, AI being rolled out into processes, but also the customer facing apps, websites. I mean, we've seen a lot of investment there. And specifically, we've seen it in the claim space. So that was one of the leading categories that we've seen, for companies who kind of track where insurers are making updates to their digital processes. The claims kind of set of functions was the leading category of change in the insurance industry last year. So we know that's an area that they're really focused on. We see a lot of marketing messaging around it, social media posts. I was reminding people, hey, you can report your claim, you know, through our mobile app or online. So they're messaging it and they're investing in it very heavily.
Right. Now, do you think the industry still has some work to do when it comes to helping insurers navigate their websites and apps? And I'm just going by personal experience here, Mark, but like my auto policy comes from a big national company, and I have no problem navigating their website or app. And then there's my homeowner's policy that I have through a smaller regional company. I can't even figure out how to pay the bill online with them.
Yeah. It's a good example to think about how large some of these companies are, right? So I think the big, you know, the top players in the industry, I mean, a lot of that, you know, market share is, you know, really consolidated, those top, you know, 5-6 brands. I mean, I think there is a differentiation between some of those digital leaders who really have, you know, a lot more features, you know, packed into those apps, but they also have teams of, you know, digital user experience people, you know, dedicated on refining these things. You get into some of those smaller carriers, you know, you get down in the market share outside of those top 20, 30 brands. And, you know, you don't necessarily always have that consistent digital experience there. So we certainly see a difference, one thing I'll mention there, though, is that, you know, there's still some room to improve. I think, you know, even though, you know, some of those navigation steps are a little bit cleaner, but we still see a lot of those larger companies still kind of having issues. Like a good example is just, when they're sharing information. So a recent example we heard, and this is from a top, you know, this is a top 5 insurance company who, when they send you the estimate, there's a different way to kind of log in and authenticate yourself than how you may normally always log in and view your claim kind of status updates, right? So then you're almost adding new frustration points for a customer, because it's one of the interactions we saw was, okay, now like find this email that we sent you with a special code to access your estimate. And the customer's kind of fishing around for this. They couldn't find it. Then they end up calling, which is kind of defeating the whole purpose of going digital. It's to kind of eliminate those phone calls. So there's still, even the top companies are still having issues kind of working out some of these kinks.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Yeah, from my personal experience, nothing drives me crazier than updating a website or app that has worked perfectly fine, right?
Yeah.
Do you think sometimes companies run the risk of going too far with their updates?
That's interesting. You know, one way I think about that question would be, do they run the risk of going too far in terms of how much they push, you know, maybe push isn't the right word, strongly encourage customers to be in those channels? Because it's not a one size fit all is what we clearly see in our data, where yes, you know, everybody's on their, you know, mobile phone, everybody's, you know, adopting digital at all different customer age groups, because we typically look at this stuff with generational differences. But getting into an entirely digital workflow is still not the preferred, interaction method of those baby boomer and older generations, right? We still see a very clear differentiation there. So it isn't a one size fits all. And we see that there's so much heavy emphasis on getting people into digital channels. But again, that doesn't meet the needs of everybody. There's still one thing we find in the data is if I have a specific question, that's when I don't want to go to a digital channel, right? I want to, there's still points in time I want to talk to somebody and get explanations of things.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if web developers and app developers are developing these things for web developers and app developers. Well,
right. So, insurance doesn't help that there's a lot of jargon, in that too. Like, you know, you want to read your policy coverages, and look at T's and C's and things. I mean, that can be hard to navigate as well.
So how much are insurers focused on updating their web presence and mobile apps?
You know, I'd say, based on the data that we saw, there's a tremendous focus, I'd say, on that right now. As I'd mentioned earlier on, I mean, it was the leading category. So last year, or 2 years ago, it was more customer self-service elements or, paying bills, things like that. More generic policy servicing was where they focused a lot of their attention. But in 23, it was predominantly claims, right? And they were kind of large scale changes. So if you think of these things as like small, medium, kind of high impact changes, there were more of these medium, high impact changes, like revamping the entire first notice of loss process, for example. We've seen a lot of, interesting technology making it into that process. I think to me, that's one of the leading areas that can have a big impact on customers. I mean, they're adding in crash detection services into the app now, where you don't even have to be in a telematics program. You just have the app and they'll, alert you or, check in, make sure you're okay. They can start the claim process, arrange, services. And they have a lot of that data already being gathered that they can then integrate into, that claim reporting process to kind of streamline that.
It's amazing. So what's the message, Mark, for insurers? And where do you think the industry has headed when it comes to technology?
That's a big question there. Because, there's so much to be done, I think, from an AI standpoint, generative AI, I mean, that's really, to me, those are the buzzwords that you hear the industry talking about. And like any conference you go to, there's going to be tons of conversations around how AI is integrating into just like really streamline a lot of those tasks. So, I mean, that's where we're seeing a tremendous focus right now. And I think a lot of insurers are still working through kind of where they are in, developing this stuff. A lot of stuff's being tested. Some things are being implemented now, but there's a lot of things kind of in the works. I think to me, that's still a tremendous area of opportunity. Just right, this idea of like automating, streamlining, getting AI to take over, like reviewing, legal documents, for example. You can create these summaries of claims and create these summaries really quickly in AI. So it's a lot of human assisted. They'll still even reviewing photos, right? Using AI overlays to quickly assess photos, start generating those estimates where humans will still review them, but AI has taken out a lot of those initial kind of first pass of things.
Going to be interesting. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it, John.
That was Mark Garrett, Director of Insurance Industry Analytics at JD Power, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.